Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another...
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paid the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start building, you come up in park clothes. Girl, I'm new, so when my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm music, I know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's a bitch, you never lose it. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, baby? Here we go.
I know we're early, but that is mainly because primetime slots are only for if you've got paid subscription, and right now we haven't paid our bill. Shh, don't tell anyone. But we will be back to our regular time as soon as is possible. I know it works out better, and it'll probably be a bit earlier because I do like the fact that I want everybody to be able to tune in no matter where you are, and obviously bedtimes and stuff creep in. So I thought, as it's, you know, the afternoon and everything, we're going to do something a little bit slightly different when it comes to Hazel Runs Her Mouth. And I have to reach over here and get into my treasure trove box full of goodies, because I think it's in here, probably right at the bottom where, because where else would it be but right at the bottom? There it is. Because I have some of my favorite little people listening. Hold on 1 second, everybody. Bye-bye, Trelly. Love you. Have fun at the gym. Yep, just getting the man out of the house to go work out. He's got to keep that body in tip-top shape for me, even though I look like a hot air balloon. But anywho, we are going to have, this is for my littlest people, and this is for all of them. They all know who they are, and we're going to have a little story. This one is Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day. So I hope everybody's sitting comfortably. Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short, lived with his friends in the 100-acre wood. One very blustery day when the winds decided to stir things up, Pooh went to visit his thinking spot. As Pooh sat there trying hard to think of something, up popped his friend Gopher. Say, Pooh, if I were you, I'd think about skedaddling out of here. It's Wednesday, see? Pooh thought that sounded like a lot of fun. Then I think I shall wish everybody happy Wednesday, and I will begin with my dear friend Piglet. The wind was blowing very hard as Pooh neared Piglet's house. Happy Wednesday, Piglet. I see you're sweeping leaves. Yes, Pooh, but it's hard. This is very unfriendly wind. Just then a big gust blew Piglet into the air. Pooh watched in surprise. Where are you going, Piglet? I don't know, Pooh. Oh, dear. Pooh tried to help, but when he grabbed Piglet's sweater, it began to unravel. Piglet flew like a kite over the countryside, with Pooh dragging behind. The two went right through Eeyore's house and Rabbit's carrot patch. Then the blusteriest, gustiest wind of all blew Piglet and Owl right up to Owl's house in a tall tree. Pooh, Piglet, this is a special treat. I so rarely get visitors up here. Do come in. Owl opened his window and in blew Pooh and Piglet. Well, the wind blew harder and harder until finally Owl's tree, along with his house, crashed to the ground. Everyone from the 100-acre wood came to help Owl, but only gloomy old Eeyore seemed to know what to do. If you ask me, and nobody has, I say when a house looks like that, it's time to find another one. A thankless job, but I'll find a no one for him. And off he plodded. Finally, the blustery day turned into a blustery night. To Pooh, it was an uncomfortable night full of uncomfortable noises, and one of the noises was a sound he'd never heard before. Growl. Pooh got up and went to the door to investigate. Hello out there? Oh, I hope nobody answers. Just then, a funny-looking animal bounced into the room. Hi, I'm Tigger, T-I-double-G-R. Pooh put down his pop gun. You scared me. Sure I did. Everyone's scared of Tiggers. Well, what's a Tigger? Glad you brought that up, chum, said Tigger, then bounced around the room to show what Tigger was. Tigger stopped bouncing. Did I say I was hungry? Not for honey, I hope. Yuck, Tiggers don't like that icky, sticky stuff. Well, I better be bouncing off them. TTFN, ta-ta for now. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! The wind continued to blow. There was a clap of thunder and it began to rain. And it rained and it rained and it rained. By morning, the 100-acre wood was flooded. Pooh tried to rescue his honey by eating it all for breakfast. He was upside down, licking the bottom of the last pot when the water floated him right out his front door. At Piglet's house, the water was coming in through the window. He wrote a message and put it in a bottle. The message read, help Piglet, me. The bottle floated out of his house and out of sight. Christopher Robin, however, lived on a high hill where the water couldn't reach. So that was where everyone from the 100-acre wood gathered. Before long, Christopher Robin discovered Piglet's bottle and read the message. Owl, fly over to Piglet's house and tell him we'll plan a rescue. As Owl flew over the flood, he spotted two tiny objects below. One was Piglet standing on a chair, and the other was Pooh, still upside down in a honeypot. Owl called to them and told them of the rescue. Be brave, little Piglet. Thank you, Owl, but it's awfully hard to be brave when you're such a small animal. Pooh and Piglet eventually floated to the very spot where Christopher Robin was waiting. Pooh, you rescued Piglet. That was a brave thing to do. You're a hero. I am, he said. Yes, and so I shall give you a hero party. Just as the hero party began, everyone arrived with news. I found a house for Owl. If you want to follow me, I'll show it to you. Everyone followed Eeyore, and to everyone's surprise, they stood in front of Piglet's house. This is it. Pooh tried to convince Piglet to speak up. No, Pooh, this belongs to our good friend Owl. I shall live. You shall live with me, Pooh, put his arm around his little friend. Christopher Robin was especially proud. That was a grand thing to do, Piglet, giving up your house to Owl. And so the one hero party became a two hero party. Pooh was a hero for saving Piglet's life, and Piglet was a hero for giving Owl his grand home in the beech tree. And that is the end. I'm sorry, but I just love that story. And I have to say, hi to Juju. Hi, honey. Do you hope you liked your Pooh Bear story? You're just so cute, and your mommy just is all happy because you said hi. And that is wonderful, bless them. I love it when I hear from friends of, like, the little kids doing, like, making milestones and everything, such as saying hi and rolling over and all those good things. It's exciting. It's really, really exciting, and I love hearing it. Now, as I said, the show's going to run early for the next few weeks until we can get things sorted out. Obviously, you know, other things have to come take priority first before we play the radio show. But you still get 30 minutes off me, and I may even be able to up it to a couple of times a week instead. Now, everything that's going on around the country right now seems to be pretty much focused around the storms that are heading and barreling down on everyone. We've actually had 2 days, well, 3 days, really, of just horrendous thunderstorms. They started Monday night. They were pretty bad late into the night. Last night, they started around about 11-ish, and they were pretty loud and pretty violent as well, and we had one today. And the storm today was actually, to me, was a bit more scary because literally around about 10 o'clock, the sky just went black. It was like nighttime. To the point where we had to turn lights on. You couldn't really see what you were doing. And the storm came through hard and fast. There was at one point, they said 10,000 people without power. It's scary. You know, for me, living in this area, especially where I grew up, I grew up in a place where we had thunderstorms, but they weren't really horrendous. We heard of tornadoes, but they never reached us. And I lived on the coastline, so a lot of our weather was very mixed and very varied because I lived literally where the North Sea and the English Channel meet. So it's kind of a collision of cold and warm water. So we have basically had our own, what we called our own weather system. So moving over here was a really big experience for me when it came to things such as storms because, you know, I wasn't used to there being storm warnings and all this lot. And, you know, at first I thought, oh, God, no offense, typical Americans are always over-exaggerating on something. And now I realize the sheer necessity for it. Because there are so many low-lying areas, flood warnings are very, very important, especially in Wisconsin. In South Milwaukee, where we used to live, it flooded really quickly because it was actually just below swamp level. The actual middle school and high school are actually built on swamps, which just floors me completely, and marshland. So, you know, we do need them for that reason. Tornado warnings are there to save lives, and I used to think how fun it would be to be able to chase tornadoes and see all that lot, and now I'm like, yeah, you know what, I don't like them at all. The fun blew out of those many, many years ago. Robert was actually just a little over 1 year old. And the place we were staying at, there was a tornado warning. We got down in the basement, and a tornado, a very small one, it was considered an F1, touched down in our neighborhood. Trees got blown apart and everything, and it was very, very scary. I have extreme healthy respect for these warnings, and people who have dealt with me on a personal basis will know that I will, you know, if there's a warning, there's a warning, there's a warning, make sure you're safe, make sure you're safe. And, you know, my thing is making sure people are safe, making sure people are aware. So it is scary for me. We are going to play a quick song, and then we will be back with more Hazel for the last 15 minutes. Even a little bit less than that. It's about 12 minutes, and I'm just seeing what my dog is playing with. What you got? You got a ball? The little terror is playing with a ball right now. And we're also in the middle of cooking dinner, which is also an important ritual in this household. Pretty much everything we do revolves around food. But hey, why not? Today we are having brats and beans, which means that gas masks at the ready tonight, because there will be some tooting going on in this household. So let's just get these beans started. Bear with me one moment. I will also make a nice hot cup of tea while we're at it. Here we go. So yeah, as some of you are aware, I was trying to do this whole Father's Day thing, and talk about best laid plans going up in smoke. Seriously. The only items that actually arrived on time were what they said they were going to be, and were perfectly done were the little ribbons that were made by Jen, the little pregnancy and infant loss awareness ones. They were the only things that arrived on time, the only things that matched description. So we went on this kind of a hunt to get these wristbands, and everybody's seen them. They're the stretchy bands that go on your wrist so you can hold keys on. Well, I found a great deal, 20 of them for $4. I ordered them, and it specifically said the colors that it came in were red, blue, black, and green. Great, I thought, this is brilliant. They showed the picture, solid colors. We were going to add the little pregnancy and infant loss charms to it, so it would have, like, looked really nice. And eventually, even though they smelled disgusting, I got the Father of an Angel keychains as well. They've actually been cleaned up and sorted out. I got them, and they were going to be added as well. So great, everything's here. I was so excited this morning. I knew what there was in this envelope. I opened it up, and oh. We did end up with some pretty blue ones, and there's a black one, and there's a red one, but they're all girly with flowers on. It's like, are you kidding me? With everything that we're trying to do, for whatever reason, I'm obviously not destined to get these ones for dads together. We're trying, we are trying, and it's like one of those things where you're hitting a brick wall time after time. It's like, please, can we just get it right, just once? So I contacted the seller who I got these from, told them that they sent the wrong ones. They told me I can keep them, so I'm trying to, I'm going to sell these on to raise the money for something else that I'm going to tell you about. And then, you know, hopefully get the right ones here within a week, get them sorted, get them shipped out. And because I seriously, the whole intent was these were supposed to be done for Father's Day. And it's just been like one flipping disaster after another, I swear. You know, we will get there, but it's like it seems to be like the when I started Maddie's Memory, everything that could go wrong went wrong, and now it's like now I'm trying to focus some attention on Dad. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong, so please let us get the right ones in. Otherwise, I swear, I just want to give up. I really do. It just seems like a comedy of errors. So as I say, we'll get them sorted out, and, you know, hopefully very soon we'll be able to mail out these packs to dads. I'm hoping to do 20 of them and get them out to the dads so that they have something. And it's not like with the women where we, you know, a lot of men, as I know, don't want to display things and just keep things a bit more personal. So we thought the keychains would be perfect, you know. Every man's got a set of keys, just have a little thing on there. And we've got these little wallet-size cards that we're printing up a poem and everything on. So those will be there as well. And it was just an important thing just to have it all together and say to Dad, look, I know Mum's, you know, bear the brunt of everything and receive everything. Everything's aimed towards Mum's, but this is for the dads. We want you to know that we're thinking of you as well. And I swear, it's just been a serious, serious nightmare. I'm just like, really, I'm hoping we get it sorted. I really, really am. So we're going to move on to something else. The other thing I'm actually working towards is somebody who I greatly admire among the community, Ashley, has this beautiful page called Memories of Milo. And it includes her Etsy store and everything on there. And she does these beautiful pregnancy packs, well, memorial packs. And I'm hoping to be able to raise the funds to order 10 of them. They are so beautiful. There's so much love and everything put into them, along with, like, a lot of things that are made by families who experience loss. And it's something that I really, really would like to get. So I'm hoping that I can get these keychains sold, use the money from these keychains to put towards these packs that I can order from Ashley, and it will just all flow so nicely. Let's just go flow. Flowy, 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 flowy. And as I say, hopefully we can get all of that sorted and together. They will also be going out. I would like to get them and actually have them out for around about the time of Maddie's Angelversary, which I can't believe is just creeping up so quick. We're in like the middle of June, and I know it just seems really strange to me that it's been nearly 2 years since I said goodbye to that little boy, and it's very hard still every day. I have very bad days and some very good days, and I don't think many people know my very bad days. It's very, I will post it up from time to time, but my bad days are, are really bad, and it takes a lot to get out. But we're going to end this show right now. We've got 5 minutes left, which means I actually have time for a quick little song. And this little song is for my biggest little fan, and this is for my Juju. This is for you from Auntie Hazel, and we're going to play it, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it. I love you, Juju Bug. It's starting to load. You have to bear with me.